The European humanitarian aid convoy Miles of Smiles 3 entered Gaza on Sunday via the Rafah border crossing. The convoy, consisting of 15 vehicles, carries about 30 tons of medicine, medical supplies and milk powder.
It's very, very important to be able to show the world that this has to be broken, the siege, that we've got to bring normality back to Gaza and bring the people of Gaza back into the world.
This is the third time we're entering Gaza with the Mile of Smiles, continuous aid to the people of Gaza, continuous aid to the children of Gaza. At this convoy, we've got some medical equipment, we've got some medicine.
53 pro-Palestine activists from different nationalities traveled with the convoy. A move in solidarity with the 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza who have been living under Israeli land, sea and air blockade for over 4 years so far. The name of the convoy originates from traveling thousands of miles in order to put a smile on the faces of Gaza children. The activists hope the medical aid they have brought with themselves would save lives and alleviate some of the pain and suffering of those who need medical attention.
The convoy is very important to bring, essentials to all the people here and that, and to help develop what everyone has and for the people of Gaza to continue living their lives and develop whatever they have, inshallah.
I think the underlying issue is crucial. The fact that there are people outside of Palestine, outside of Gaza, across the international community who are passionate and committed to the helping of the Palestinians. I think that that is the first principle upon which is motivating for us.
Gaza nowadays is in dire health crisis. Over 360 patients have died since 2007 due to frequent medicine shortages and travel restrictions. As the siege has entered its fifth year last week, Gazans continue to suffer as they are denied their basic rights. But the good news is there are other humanitarian aid convoys planning to break the Gaza siege in the coming weeks. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.